We get new ranks in Brawl Stars rank 100, and it might be possible that win trading is back. Max tier saved us from win traders because it was just not worth win trading anymore. Max tier was achievable for anyone. But in today's video, I'm breaking it down, explaining you what the difference between teaming and win trading is, why it could be possible that win trading is back, and what possible solutions are so this just doesn't happen ever again. So today, a more informative video. Really hope you enjoy it. Don't forget to subscribe and have much fun with this video. Okay, so let me explain to you first what win trading actually is. We have like just normal playing, like you queue into your solo showdown round, you don't team, and you just play the game in the usual way. By the way, we're only talking about solo showdown that gives trophies, like that gives you rank ups, etc., like where you can achieve something. Not talking about map maker. Who cares about map maker? Like you cannot win or lose anything there. I really don't care what people do there, especially since I also teamed there to get some records done. So yeah, back to the topic. You just play. You don't team with anyone, just, you know, normal free-for-all solo showdown behavior. As you can see here in the gameplay, like I'm just doing my own thing, getting kill after kill after kill, not spinning to give anyone a sign, not doing a spray or pin that could potentially mean like, oh yeah, let's team up or whatever. Just playing my game, trying to win, making the best decisions possible. Then the next stage is teaming. So teaming is officially allowed by Brawl Stars or by Supercell, so you cannot get banned for teaming, and it's been a basic strategy thing in Brawl Stars since release. Back in the days, even I teamed, but later I was like, nah, this stuff's getting out of hand. I'm just quitting the teaming stuff. But yeah, people just spin, give each other signs. The usual way is just you spin, spin, spin until both of you spin, and then you basically team. Then people just don't kill each other. There's like different forms of team, like just normal teaming, just not attacking each other. Or then the hardcore teaming, also farming like supers on each other, or even defending someone when he's on 1 HP. Anyway, it's all allowed and it's part of the game. But over the years, especially when I saw my no teaming era, teaming became way less popular, which is a cool thing in my opinion. Also with the max tiers, became much more free for all mode than it was like years ago. So one of the greatest changes for the game in my opinion. And max tier, so many people are actually max tier that it doesn't really allow the team anymore, because you have so many also casual players that just want to play for fun and are not interested in that teaming stuff. So it makes it much harder to team. Then the next stage is, I just call it hardcore teaming. I don't find a better word for it. It's like having the spray. I'm going to show you that real quick. So if we go to Shelly and then we check sprays, then we have this little spray here. And this spray means, hey, yo, I'm one of your kind. Let's team up. It's like an insider for teamers, but they are really interested in hardcore teaming and want to get top four together and play that out strategy. So that doesn't save them from like being backstabbed. So also this is pretty much legal, like allowed. But it's like teaming is already a very dirty version of playing solo showdown, but hardcore teaming is like, then it's getting even worse. So that's like, wow, you really need these advantages towards anyone else. Because honestly, max tier is really not that hard. No one needs to team to reach max tier, in my opinion. And also, even hitting like 2000 trophies at the moment shouldn't be that much big of a deal. Since I played it and it never really felt like super hard to me. I know I play this game for a bit longer than some other people, but still, it's really achievable. It's not like you need to be an absolute beast to hit like 2000 trophies in showdown. You can do it with patience over time, collecting experience. So yeah. And then we have the final stage, that is win trading. So the difference between win trading and teaming, also hardcore teaming, is that people that team don't know each other. They always can get backstabbed. They can never 100% trust each other because you don't know the person. You don't know what his goal is. Maybe he's like a hate actor that is just waiting for you to backstab right away. But the difference between win trading is that you know the people you're teaming with. So for example, you're in the matchmaking 1 out of 10, then like 2 or 3 of your friends are also joining that matchmaking, or just people you know basically, and your goal is to team up as a team of 4, so basically playing squads and solo showdown and getting everyone else out of the round. So that is win trading, and that really isn't possible at the moment because the matchmaking is too fast. You could try win trading when you have like a 10 plus win streak, as you can see here on my Shelly, because I'm pretty sure that if you have a 10 plus win streak, you have a different matchmaking, but the game searches for like people that also have a 10 plus win streak first for like a couple of seconds. tokens, and then you also get like people with less of a 10 win streak. It doesn't change too much. The matchmaking is still pretty fast depending on what times you search, and win trading is just not worth it because if you're a good player, you're also able to get like a 30 win streak or whatever, 2000 trophies without any problem. The win trading just isn't worth it. You can only do it in ranked at the moment, where you queue into the matchmaking with your friend gives you a free win, you have to be on the same elo of course, and then just repeating that so you get pro rank. That is definitely illegal, that is bannable, you will lose your account if you do that and you get caught, which is most likely going to happen. And so it was for like back in the days for rank 35 win trade. That was a really dark time for solo showdown, like with so many win traders in the game, just people queuing at the same time, pushing their rank 35s or even above. That was really frustrating. Okay, and now since I explained you everything that you need about just normal playing, teaming and win trading, we get to the new trophy system. So we can now push up to 2000 trophies, not just for fun, but actually to get the new highest rank in the game. I call it rank 100. It's basically just like three new icons, like three new stages. So you could also just say like rank 54 or whatever, or just the new max tier. I'm calling it rank 100 because 1000 trophies is basically rank 50 and 2000 trophies then in my universe makes sense that it's rank 100. So they also, like, I watched a video of Kairos Time and he said that the matchmaking is also going to be changed a little bit. So if you're higher on trophies, the game will first look for people that are also higher on trophies. Maybe they should not do that if that's planned, because if they do that, that means it's easier to snipe each other in showdown again. And what does that mean? That people have a much easier time getting their friends into the matchmaking than finding each other in the round and win trading, spinning in the middle or whatever, people recognizing each other's battle card whatsoever. Luckily, we have like 3 hours of cooldown before you can face each other again. Back in the days, it was 30 minutes, so win trading was insane there. Now it's like 3 hours, so if you face your friend, you can only face them in 3 hours again. But still, it's dangerous. It's dangerous. Like, the more competitive showdown gets in terms of how fast you can face someone or how likely it is to face someone on the same amount of trophies on high elo, the higher the risk is that you will just have people that abuse the system. That is the problem, and we all know the past. I was going into these lobbies and like 7 people are spinning in the middle or whatsoever, just trying to get the first 2, 3, 4 people down in the lobby, so they actually already avoid a big loss of trophies there. Yeah, I can only hope, because I want to do some pushes in solo showdown, that the matchmaking is like still fast and enough, but the cooldown is still long and it's like not as bad as it sounds. So as you can see, it's really important that this issue is being solved before the new ranks drop, because we can see it in ranked. It just destroys the gaming experience of anyone who's not included in the cheating aspect, you know. So in ranked, people lose a ton of elo. In solo showdown, people just have to fight a 1v4. And also, achieving these things by cheating is not an achievement, you know. Like, people receive most likely hate or criticism. It's really not worth it, but people would still do it. So definitely really hope that this trophy change, matchmaking change thing is really thought well through. With that being said, that's it for today's video. I really hope you enjoyed it. If you did, consider to subscribe and leave a like. And if you didn't, leave a dislike and tell me in the comments what I can improve about my future videos. Thank you so much for watching. Your Snakebug. Peace.